Welcome to the Joe Thomas in the Morning podcast, where we take highlights of the morning program on WCHV Radio in Charlottesville, Virginia, the second greatest city in the history of mankind. You can debate me if you want, and I will stick up for her. That said, you may have missed some parts of the morning program. Sometimes I can't even listen for all 4 hours, and I'm the host. But that's okay. We put this together so you can go back in time, find things in context, and put together for you here on the podcast channel of WCHV.com. Being tuned in means some schools are close to a year-round schedule. Good idea. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. WCHV time is 8:48. Good morning. Our Caring Beyond Cancer segment is just about to begin, but Tim is here because Ann Rigdon is with the Cancer Center, UVA Cancer Center, in the colorectal cancer department. Good to see you, Ann. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Tim would like to say thank you, and this has become a ritual. Is this like a worry stone to you? You want to say thank you to every member of the UVA Cancer Center when they come in?
Twice. I want to share with the listeners who I've been sharing with for a while, my beautiful, wonderful, brilliant wife, Bonnie Ferrone, is now finished 100 days after her stem cell transplant. She has had myelofibrosis. So here's applause to Dr. Ballin and all the folks, Dr. Williams, and all the folks over at the UVA Cancer Center for keeping my wife alive longer so I can continue to love her.
She can keep an eye on you.
Hey, and God bless UVA Cancer Center.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Well said. And, anyone who's known Tim for a long time in this town would go, wow, that was the shortest speech he's ever given. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Tim. It's St. Patrick's month, so it's he'll be going long after the 17th. So, Ann, we hear a lot in colorectal cancer screenings. We hear about how important they are. We see the impact of them. We report on them. What are we not doing that's not getting enough, you know, men and women to get their screenings done? Because it seems like every year it's another report of, you know, people aren't getting their screenings done enough and not catching colorectal cancer early enough.
Well, I really think there's a lot of things that are contributing to that. With colorectal cancer, one, it's something that people are just uncomfortable talking about. You don't want to bring it up around the dinner table.
See, that's where I come in. See, I don't have that compunction at all.
I don't either. Much to the chagrin of my own family.
My Dr. Ben, no, I'm sorry. But, you know, seriously, I mean, maybe we need to lighten up about it a little bit.
And we do. And people need to be willing to share that information. I talk to people about this all the time, and they say, or I ask them, you know, do you have any family history? And the answer is frequently, well, I don't know, because people don't talk about it. They might know some vague, you know, yes, there's a cancer in my family, but I don't know what kind. Mm-hmm. It's really important for people to learn that about themselves and their family history, because if there is a number one risk factor for colorectal cancer, it is that family history.
But it's also, I think, you know, it's interesting because there are stigmas that attach themselves to a lot of different kind of cancers. But the stigma in colorectal cancer seems to be the screening, not the actual having of the cancer. And that's the thing I wish I could break down somehow, some way, shape or form.
So and that is the other thing. And I talk to people routinely that just say, I don't want to have a colonoscopy because of the prep. They dread the prep. Or, you know, sometimes it's other things, but often it's the prep. They think it's going to be an extremely unpleasant experience.
Oh, because, there's fasting. You got to be cleaned out.
I've done it 3 times myself, so I can attest to the process.
I've heard stories about Janet Jackson weekly, but for other reasons.
Yes.
But in seriousness, considering the option of having large portions of your colon removed because they're cancerous, or impoundment of chemotherapy that you would have to go through, or radiation in an area of never mind the colonoscopy, you really want radiation down there?
Exactly. And colorectal is the number 2 cancer killer in the United States. So it's deadly. You know, it's not just going through the chemotherapy and the surgery. Many people will die from it every year. And many of those people are ones that knew they should have gotten a colonoscopy or done some other screening, mm-hmm. because there's other screenings that can be done for colorectal.
Is it disappointing to you as a cancer nurse, oncology nurse, and specializing in colorectal cancer that how, you know, when you find a polyp, it's so easy, again, quote in air quotes, easy to fix that,
yes,
to get at it, rather than letting it get worse and worse and
worse. Absolutely. And that's what's exciting. That's why I love my job, because colorectal cancer is one that you can actually prevent by mm-hmm. screening. We don't have those opportunities with other cancers.
Yep.
But
Amen.
By going in and finding that that polyp in the colon and removing it, that's a cancer that never had a chance to live.
Yep.
And you have this opportunity that you don't have with other cancers.
It's a little like, and a friend of mine tried to make the case that it was a little like, you know, skin cancer, like the myelomas or whatever they're called, because you, at least in the case of something on your cheek, you can see it growing. But if you see it and you're like, hey, this is something, and you freeze it and it's gone and bada bing, bada boom.
Right.
It's very similar to polyps, just it's not so easy to see them.
Right. You have to get inside to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So last time we talked about colorectal cancer around the breakfast table here, there was can you laugh when they are punchlines, please? There was some research being done in at least a pre-screening sort of MRI treatment for it. Did that ever go anywhere?
Well, kind of, yes. If what you're talking about is CT colonography, and we actually offer that at UVA, mm-hmm. it's a recognized method for screening, and it's similar to colonoscopy in that you still have to undergo the prep, because you still have to get cleaned out mm-hmm. for them to be able to see the lining of the bowel. But if you go through the prep, you don't have to be sedated for CT colonography. The advantage of that is that people can go in and have their colorectal screening done before they go to work, because there's no sedation. You don't need a ride. You don't need a driver. And if you have one and they find nothing, you're good for another 5 years.
Wow.
Without needing to be screened again.
Where's the line form?
At UVA.
Well, you know, seriously, but do you hold opportunities, screenings, clinics, you know, where people can get this, or do they need to go through their primary care?
This is what's really important, is that people do talk to their primary care physician, because what's appropriate for you is not necessarily appropriate for your neighbor, for your brother, for your sister, or your mother.
Unlike a breast screening where, you know, if you got one, you can screen it and take a look. You know, there may be other things, you know, that you might be at greater risk, perhaps, if you've got more family members with history.
Right. And there's other things. There's other conditions, diseases, Crohn's disease, diabetes. There's other risk factors that are significant. If mm-hmm. you've ever had a polyp in the past, you know, if you've had any findings on a screening, then you really need colonoscopy mm-hmm. for your future screenings. If you're not one of those people and of average risk, you have lots of options that you can entertain for screening.
Well, I hope everyone at the cancer center that works in colonoscopy is as engaging and uplifting as you are, because, you know, I think that, you know, if they were, we should line them all up here. Eric, I'll give them all in here, and maybe that'll take a little bit of the, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I've got to go have root canal done instead, because it seems like that's, you know, if we can break down that idea of, oh, it's this horrific thing that I've got to do. And I know that the sister of the namesake of the UVA Cancer Center, and Katie, tried to do her best on national TV, to say, hey, I can do this, you can do this, we can all do this. Mm-hmm. It's important. We try to do what we can. What message can we give then, Anne?
Get screened. No one is safe. No one is safe. Even if you don't perceive yourself to be at high risk, many, many people being diagnosed with colorectal cancer did not have any significant risk factor, and many people will die unnecessarily for this disease. So get screened. It's a preventable cancer, and at UVA, there's nothing we would rather do than help you prevent the cancer.
Mm-hmm. Best way to beat cancer is to not get cancer.
That's correct.
Well, I appreciate it. And is there somebody can email you to talk to you about it some more?
Sure. If the easiest way is if you do it like just a Google search for UVA colorectal cancer screening, you're going to be navigated to a page, and it's going to say contact us. The phone number there is my phone number. The email address there is my email address. I'll also give you the email address to reach me. It's CRC, which stands for colorectal cancer, CRC screening. That's one word. uvahealth@virginia.edu. Those emails will come straight to me.
I wish everyone had an email like that at UVA. It's usually like sk.ef, whatever.
I tried to make it easy.
We'll put a link on the podcast to this, Anne. It's great to see you. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
And I'm going to declench now. And see, this is what we need to do. We need to bring the funny. All right. Stop hogging all the colonoscopies, Albert. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow morning, I wrote the seminal piece on red flag laws. John Lott is going to be on the program. Then on Friday, Marshall Patty, one of the third of the candidates for the 25th district, is going to be on the program. Of course, don't forget, 3:25 today, another chance for you to win NASCAR tickets to Martinsville. So long, and thanks for all the fish.